This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Wildfire smoke from California, Oregon, and Washington has engulfed most of the western United States. All you have to do is look outside, right? And it is now spreading into Canada. Well, numerous times in the last few days, parts of our state have been in that hazardous category, which forces people inside in order to stay safe and healthy from that smoke. Well, for people in the fire science world, this is all part of a much larger problem that they've been warning about, as climate change, plus years of poor forest management, and then home development practices come to a head. This could be a new normal. But what no one could predict before 2020 was how a global pandemic would exacerbate these problems. I don't think anyone could predict 2020. We are joined now by Luke Montrose, professor of community and environmental health at Boise State University. He's been following the smoke trends and what they mean for public health during COVID. Hey, Luke, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure, Gemma. Thank you.
So first off, can you just tell us quickly about your background and how it relates to the issue of smoke and health?
Yeah, 10 years ago, I started my path to get a PhD at the University of Montana and worked in a lab where we were trying to understand how wood smoke produced from indoor heating impacted children with asthma. And over the course of 10 years, I've developed a research program that brought me to Boise State. And now I'm devoting my research efforts towards understanding the health effects of short-term and long-term exposure to wildfire smoke.
Okay, so can you give us a quick science lesson on the dangers of this wildfire smoke? I mean, like particulates and levels from what levels from wildfires maybe make it problematic?
Yeah, so when we think about wildfire smoke, we know that it has thousands of individual chemical components that that make it up. But one of the components that we're really interested in because of their effect on health is PM2.5, and that's particulate matter that's 2.5 micrometers or smaller. And it's the size that makes that particular particle so important. It has the ability to bypass all of our body's natural defense mechanisms and reach the deepest part of our lungs where the air sacs are, where the oxygen is transferred to our blood. And you don't want those particles in that part of your lung because they can cause inflammation, they can disturb that transfer of oxygen and numerous other problems. And so the PM2.5 is what you'll hear the most about when you're looking at the Idaho Department of Environmental Quality's website, for example, or if you look at researchers who are studying it, they're mostly going to be measuring PM2.5. Huh.
So then how is wildfire smoke different from, like, you know, just general pollution that we get from you know, cities and other industrial centers?
So the way I try to explain it to my toxicology students is to think about particulate matter as this small little round ball that is a vehicle for other chemicals. And we can think about what chemicals might hitch a ride on those particles as being different based on the source where they came from. So particles and the surface chemicals that they contain would be different from, say, car exhaust or diesel fumes or particulate matter that's produced from wildfires. Mm. And what makes it even more complicated is even when we think about wildfires, the particles and the chemicals that are on them can change depending on whether the fire is smoldering or flaming, or whether it's grass that's burning or trees that are burning, and even the particular type of tree. So it can be very complicated to try to tease all this apart.
Gotcha. So here's what I think is interesting, Luke. I mean, you actually predicted that smoke and COVID would create a problem for wildland firefighters. And you made this prediction early in the spring, months before we're seeing what we're seeing now. In fact, we will link on our website today an article you wrote back in April. So what were you worried about then, and why?
So the timing of this event happened to coincide with when I was trying to bring together researchers and professionals from the wildfire smoke or wildland firefighter community to talk about smoke and its exposure and the exposures that they have and the impact on health. I was trying to do that this spring right about the time that the pandemic really started to ramp up, and it actually caused the cancellation of the conference. And so I was already thinking about wildland firefighter health when this came up. And I thought to myself, what would happen if firefighters who are being repeatedly exposed to high levels of smoke also became exposed to the virus? What might that lead to? And so that led me down the path of doing some research and writing that original paper that you're describing.
So do you think your fears were justified in that paper? I mean, seeing what we're seeing now.
I hope that my work, as well as others, that worked as sort of a call to action to bring about some needed response and guidance from folks like the Centers for Disease Control and NIOSH, who give out guidance for occupational health. What ended up happening was shortly after, they referenced work from myself and from other colleagues as a reason for putting out guidance on how wildland firefighters can stay safe during or in the camps that they are housed in while they're fighting fires, and then actually while they're on the fire line. So I hope in some small part I was able to draw awareness to that and maybe helped keep people healthy and save some lives in the process.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Boise State Professor Luke Montrose. He studies wildfire smoke and its effect on public health, in particular during this pandemic right now. So Luke, do we know how many firefighters have gotten sick from COVID and whether exposure to wildfire smoke played a role? And I ask that because you also talk about respiratory illnesses that pop up in camps, I mean, pre-COVID, and there's a term called camp crud. And that could that potentially play into this too?
So to answer the first part of that question, I have not seen a comprehensive report come out. And my guess is, just based on the logistics of fighting fire and how much resources it takes to keep track of fires and keep track of where they have firefighters going right now, I'm sure that data is being collected. As you mentioned, they collect data on camp crud. So I'm sure they're collecting data on respiratory illnesses, including COVID. That data hasn't been produced yet in a comprehensive and public way yet, but I do expect it to come out. And then thinking about camp crud and what that is. So that's an upper respiratory and lower respiratory combined illness that has been well known to the firefighter community for years. And it seems to be something that's becoming more prevalent. It's an illness that seems to ramp up at the end of fire season, which goes along with this idea that repeated exposure to smoke may leave us vulnerable to respiratory infections like camp crud, but also potentially like COVID-19.
And I think it's fair to mention that here in our state, we at least so far this year have been spared from those mega fires that we are seeing throughout the West. However, this could very well be us. So if COVID is a factor again next summer, Luke, what should Idaho, but Idahoans do to prepare for this?
Well, the first thing I would say is we've been spared from fires, but smoke knows no boundaries and it doesn't stop at state lines. So we certainly are being impacted in that way. But there's several things that, so I'm a participant on the Idaho Interagency Wildfire Smoke Response Group. And in preparation for this meeting, I sort of ask, what are some things that we should be thinking about or let people know to be thinking about this year and next? And the takeaway message that we want to give people is to be prepared. And that may seem chronologically out of place since we're already in the midst of fire season, but take a second to think about the things that you wish you would have done this year. Maybe it was buy an air purification system. Maybe it was stock up on HVAC filters for your home heating and cooling system. Maybe it was to have a go bag that was a compilation of clothing items or personal items that you might want if you did have to quickly evacuate. It's not too late to do that for this year in some cases, but especially for next year. Be thinking about what you would have done different, because it's likely that the fires and the smoke are going to continue.
Luke, thanks so much for taking time out of your day to talk to us about this. We've been talking with Boise State Professor Luke Montrose. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
More Idaho Matters next.